Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crowd Shout Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crowd Shout Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit society and strap it in... And chop it up into digestible chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I am going to be talking about getting off the Democratic or the Democrat plantation. I am, of course, referring to Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, who, honestly, people, I don't give a fuck. I don't listen to their music at all. I'm not jumping on the whole, I'm a Kanye West fan now. I'm not. I mean, whether he's a genius or a complete idiot or nuts, I don't care. Because like the old saying goes, a broken clock is right twice a day. He happened to tap into something, and that made sense finally. Good for him. Good for him. Like whatever. So uh, You know, the whole reaction. Basically, look, he wasn't, from what I understand, and I'm not going to talk about, I'm first going to talk about what he first said, and, you know, the whole slavery thing. You know, slavery is a choice, which nowadays it is. Maybe back then, back then it wasn't. Today, slavery is a choice, unless you're in Yemen. But as far as America and America is concerned, it is a choice. Now, as of 2018, slavery is a choice. You could stay with the whole victim mentality, which is slavery in itself. You know, to think that you're constantly victimized. And honestly, when you're constantly victimized, you don't feel the drive to want to work, because you think, oh, well, whatever happens is gonna, you know, all my efforts are going to be for naught, and, you know, I might as well, because I'm black, I'm a lesbian, I'm a woman, I'm a minority, I am this, I'm that, so it's not gonna work out for me. No. Nowadays, in 2018, you roll up your fucking sleeves, you get to work. If there any obstacle can be overcome, either overcome, gone through, or get around. There's always a workaround. In technology, in computing, there's always a workaround. If there's something that I need to get done on my computer, I don't want to pay no $30 for a program. Guess what? There's always a workaround. There's a piece of equipment that's not compatible with my computer. Hey, it actually reminds me of this meme that I saw. The caption was, engineers always find a way. And it was a USB thumb drive that was attached to an adapter that was attached to like a PCI like input thing, and attached to another thing to attach to the computer that, you know, that was so old that didn't have a USB slot for it, that you gotta find a way. That's how life is now. And when you focus on, you know, what will hold you back, you're gonna be held back. You're giving yourself an excuse to fail. And you really, you know, so honestly, when you look at what Kanye said about the slavery then, I get it. But people were already pissed off with him before then because he met with Trump. In fact, hold on. Let me get the... What's it with? Where was it? Is this in? Okay, let me see. Kanye West calls Donald Trump my brother in new tweets. The mob can't make me not love him. He said, you don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals. And we have the right to independent thought. Boom. What the left saw was he said he liked Trump. And he was basically everyone just proved him right. In fact, hold on, let me see. Because I'm getting someone else on. Got a comedian coming on. Oh, okay. We'll talk to you soon. All right. I got, side note, I got a comedian coming on. There was a video that was released on Facebook of him beating the crap out of someone stealing from his store. So, he's coming up soon. His name is Gerald Huston or Houston. Why? Houston. Okay. But anyways, back to Kanye. Another tweet. If your friend jumps off the bridge, you don't have to do the same. Ye being ye is a fight for you to be you. For people in my life, the idea of Trump is pretty much a 50-50 split. But I don't tell a Hillary supporter not to support Hillary. I love Hillary too. And again, I mean, look, I get what he's saying. You know, people have different beliefs. I personally, I voted for Trump. Do I agree with everything he does? Is he my first choice? No. If you speak to many Trump voters, he was not our first choice. Me, I'm coming from as far as I'm a Ron Paul supporter. I'm coming as far as a libertarian is concerned. Trump's message at the time was closest to closest compatibility to liberty as far as the choices were. Gary Johnson to me was a joke. The only person that would have been better than Trump that I like, if he was running, I would have voted gladly third party. You know, I would have gladly voted third party if it was Ron Paul running again. Okay, I think I have him calling. Okay, no, he's not ready to call yet. So, I mean, but this goes with how, you know, when I went to the May Day rally last year, people look at me as like, but you're Spanish. To me, that's a racist statement. To me, that would be like being called a nigger. Okay, I'm Puerto Rican. I can't think for myself. I have to think a certain way. And a white person called me a traitor, like on Facebook, called me a traitor to my people. Who the fuck are you to say who I'm betraying? White man, you don't have the same experiences as I do. You can't tell me what you're trying to tell me what to think. And that's what Kanye is saying. People try to tell others how to think and judge what ideas they should have. And that really hinders free thought. And when free thought is hindered, it hinders creativity. Because, I mean, really, really honestly, any leftist, look at their art. It's all fucking derivative. It's all the same damn theme. It's all the same viewpoint. Not even a different, like, people might have the same idea, the same opinion, but you know, they usually have a different vantage point on why they think that way. Most of these people that supposedly hate Trump, who I think Kanye made this point, before he was president, rappers loved him. They used to put him in their lyrics. And now he's president, they all fucking hate him. And you know, it just makes me it's just really frustrating because I get told this all the time. In fact, white people are the worst. I mean, not to sound racist, but when I'm told, "Oh, but you're brown, you should be ashamed of yourself." Who in the motherfuck are you telling me I should, who I'm ashamed of because of the opinions I have?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Or the opinions you perceive that I have because of certain things. Like the comedian that I had on, 2 weeks ago? You know, I was discussing Catherine Dunn. I had her on my show. You know, when it comes to ideas, they're not cookie cutter. Just because I voted for Trump doesn't mean I'm this, doesn't mean I'm that, doesn't mean I'm this. I'm coming at it from, I'm a libertarian. I believe in limited government. I believe in less government involvement in my life, paying less taxes. And I voted for him because I was anti-war. I want to get the hell out of the Middle East. Oh, well, you're not fighting it. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly why. I'm not fighting it. Why the hell should I expect someone else to fight something that I would not fight? Does that make sense? Makes perfect sense to me. I don't want to see veterans starving in the streets. I don't want to see people coming home with limbs blown off. You know, I don't, yeah. Yes, I'm Hispanic. I grew up here in America. I'm Puerto Rican. I grew up here in New York City. I was raised in a Christian conservative household. I was raised to believe you do not take no type of welfare. The moment you take welfare, you are a loser. You are a loser. You have failed. You have pride. You work. If you got to work two jobs, you work two damn jobs. And I've worked two jobs before on many occasions. You know. If somebody really needs the help, if someone's infirm and if someone's infirm or disabled in any way and they can't work, but then again, I mean, look, you got people who, I mean, the one thing that needs to fucking stop is, I don't know. I mean, you can't tell people what to do with their own property. So let me scratch that. Let me like back off of that before I freaking put my foot in my mouth. Like to thank everyone that's listening right now. Please smash that like button. We got the chat room open. If you guys like to chat, send me a message. Questions, concerns. And it will be answered in the order that it's received. But I mean, it's like Chance the Rapper, he says black people don't have to be Democrats. And this, the question I have to ask is, what has the Democrat Party done for us? To me, it's like nothing, because I mean, all whatever handouts they come up with, it really does not help us. I mean, it doesn't help. It ends up hurting us, ends up making us, and I'm meaning us in general, like blacks, Hispanics, like minorities that take advantage of these programs. It's not a hand up. I would understand maybe free job training, you know, instead of like welfare, like, hey, learn, here's something to learn how to code or learn how to learn how to do a certain job that's in demand so you earn some more money. That's a hand up. Giving people money to stay home and shit out kids, that is so detrimental to society, especially when they put the caveat where the father cannot be in the home. There can't be no man in the house, or they're ineligible for any type of assistance. It's disgusting. And then it just breeds people that, and hey, look, white people are a lot of more white people on welfare than there are of anybody else. And they fucking abuse that shit. And okay, I'm about to sneeze. Oh. Achoo! Ooh, wow. Bless me. Still waiting for that. Oh. Hey, my friend, how you doing? We got Gerald Houston on the line. How you doing?
What's up? What's up, people?
Hey.
What's up, bro?
I'm all right. I'm actually glad you called. Before you called, I was talking about the whole Kanye and how people are jumping on him. Aside from the whole slavery comment, you know, what he said before about, you know, free being able to think for yourself is what I think a lot of people should be able to get behind. And how, like me personally, as a, you know, as a Puerto Rican, you know, people try to lump me in saying, oh, wait, you're not supposed to think that way, you're Hispanic. And people don't understand how racist that is.
Right.
Yeah. But anyways, to you know, let's take a little segue. Wanted to lighten the mood here a bit. I wanted you on because I saw the video of you dispensing justice that we all need to happen more often, especially with these young Thundercats.
Right.
Instead, why don't you tell the story?
Well, pretty much what happened. We do videos and we create messages through the videos. We take reality and we put a twist of comedy on it, and we put it on the internet.
Oh, wait.
And, this particular.
You mean to tell me that was staged?
Most definitely.
Oh.
Most definitely.
Oh, wow. I was under the impression that was real, that you worked for the dollar store and you caught the kids stealing and you just had enough.
No, that's not what happened.
Oh.
Not what happened. Pretty much what we do is, my name is Gerald Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I work at the Kansas City Improv. I'm a stand-up comedian. I've been doing stand-up comedy for...
Yeah.
About 4 years.
Yeah, I'm a comic. I'm a comic myself.
Yeah, I looked you up.
Ah.
I seen you're a comic. That's one of the reasons why I was excited to call in. I was like, yo, I wonder if I should tell him the stage before he actually puts me on here. But what I do is I do viral videos, man. So I pretty much take scenarios that I've seen happen before and things that I've experienced and things I've created in my mind. I don't know if you've seen the video, the Foot Locker video where dude makes a cut and takes his money back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
That's me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's me. I'm the same guy from that video.
Wow.
I don't know if you've seen the one where the girl dropped her baby off at Target and ran off.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
That's me. Same guy. There's another one where the girl catches the guy at Cheddar's with his... side girl and the kids. You seen that one?
No, I have not. Oh wait, actually, yes, I did. Huh? Yes, I did. You know what? Let me give you some advice. Put some watermarks on that because people are stealing your shit left and right. I mean, you're doing a good job because you fooled the fuck out of me.
Yeah, this ain't, man. Every time I get a video, everybody gets fooled. I do pranks. I call it pranks. It's kind of like pranks, kind of like on the store or whatever. But I like to call it reality comedy because it's like, right. Yo, this is like real life stuff, and there's humor in it. You can see the humor in everything. Like the humor in that video was this kid stole a pack of batteries from Dollar Tree. That's humor. Like, wow, he's stealing dollar batteries from a dollar store, and it ain't even gonna work that long. So that was the humor in that particular deal. There's always a message behind each video, you know. Not only did that video make people laugh, it gave people inspiration that, yo, somebody actually, you know, taking care of kids that are acting out, because there's kids that act out like that.
Oh, yeah.
With their parents all the time. And I'm pretty sure everybody's in their mind wanted to just take a belt and just tear their ass up. And then, so,
I know. Yeah, I know I have.
Yeah. Yeah, so, That's pretty much what it is, and so now like about the watermark situation, I've been thinking about doing that as well, but I've just been having fun because I've been doing it for about the last 3 months.
Yeah, and, but I'm just saying.
It's been about 11 videos.
Yeah,
we're at least 2 million plus views in the last 3 months. So. We're going to keep on pushing. I don't know what I'm going to trick y'all with next, but it's going to be something that's going to have the whole world like, whoa, look what happened, you know. But like I said, these situations can happen. I just put a little humor on it.
Right.
Yeah, I work at the comedy club. I opened up for comic headliners that come in town, like Ha Ha Davis and Jeff Hilarious and Lil Duval.
Mm-hmm.
People like that, whatever.
If you're a comic, why don't you tell us a joke? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
See, they always want a joke from us. They always want a joke from us. But no, really, I'm also I cut hair on the side. I'm a barber. I do a lot of cutting, cut straight hair or white people's hair.
No, okay.
The type of hair that you got, I'm pretty good at it. So I had this guy come in the shop the other day. He was like, yo, let me get a 3 on the sides and a 4 on the top. Is that how you guys get your hair cut? 3 on the sides, let me get 3 on the sides and a 4 on the top.
Mm-hmm.
He got mad because I put the number 34 in his head, so I don't know if he's actually going to come back to the store or not.
Nah, I wouldn't.
He should come back.
That's what happened.
But yeah, most definitely. You out of New York, right?
Yeah, New York City. Born and raised.
New York City? Okay, born and raised. Oh, yeah. I actually did a couple rooms I can't remember where I was at. I can't remember the exact name of the venue I did when I came out there.
Yeah.
But I do a little traveling. I'll be in Philly, in Pittsburgh, in the middle of June. I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska, June 14th to the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I do a little traveling. So, I don't know if anybody's, if everybody probably feels let down now that they found out it's a prank. So they're probably like, oh, man. Oh,
well,
God.
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, you know. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, I mean, look, it just makes it seem more genius because it's like so freaking believable to me. It's like, oh, snap. You mean the chick walking in on the man? With the kids and stuff, and the other chick freaking dropping off her kid at Target. I thought that was real too. So I'm like, oh shit. I mean, but now my concern is people are probably making money off your shit.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now. I just recently linked up with a viral company. Getting the videos monetized.
Yeah.
At first, it was kind of a shocker because it was kind of like, yo, we just, you know, like, I play around. I've been doing videos periodically since I've been doing comedy, I've been doing videos. Even before comedy, I was putting those stupid videos on Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that. And, you know, we got a couple thousand views, or we'll get, you know, might get lucky and get 40, 50,000 views and we'll be happy, you know. And then that'd be it.
If I could give you some advice, I
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I would like to preach to you about the word of steam it. Have you ever heard of steam it?
Yeah, I know about steam it. I know about steam it. Yeah, I was introduced to steam it. I had a steam it account, and I don't know what happened. Like, it never, like, they put, like, tell you that it's that they supposed to tell you when you're approved or whatever the case may be, and I kind of got a snag, and so I kind of like, you know, deferred from it when I got kind of like a snag, and then, you know, I couldn't complete the process. What was going on? So I did never complete the process, but I know about steaming.
Yeah, I would try again because I'm on it, and you know, YouTube is bullshitting with the money these days, so you know, with because I'm on DTube, and you know, people are making money off of it already. So you know, hey, you know, enrich yourself, my friend.
Yeah. I know about Steam, and I've done the background research on it. Like I said, all this stuff like happened. Like, you know, like I did a couple videos that were like straight just like joke videos.
Yeah,
they're just straight, like, they're not like public skits or anything like that. They're just straight joke videos that did like a couple billion views. So at first I was kind of like, yo, like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? And I did the Foot Locker kit, and then it did 24 million views on my page. I was like, yo, somebody's getting paid off of it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Somebody's eating like a fat rat off of these videos. So, you know,
all for your work.
Still,
I mean,
I'm still here cutting hair. Yeah, I'm easy cutting hair. I need to be traveling and telling jokes.
Exactly. You know? I mean, that's all I'm saying. It's like, you know, you get you know, I would be pissed off if like people were using my shit to like, and they have it monetized. Like, that's happened to me before. Like, I you know, if I film something, somebody put their little bumper in the front of it, in the back, and they have it monetized, so they have like, and they're making money off of it, like it's their own. Like, cause I made this like Vine video of I cut Ronda Rousey punching out that Betta when she, the last time she won, and then it's Cat Williams said, "Well, you better not be talking shit," and that got stolen, and people put their watermark on it and all that. So it's like people,
I seen some girl on Instagram. She put her whole her name on the video and put it out there, and I'm like, yo, you sending me a video? I'm like, what are you doing? So I'm like, but I understand. Like, I definitely need to. I have a watermark. I have one. I have a logo. I have a watermark that I can put in there. Right now, I'm trying to figure out a way to get my Instagram followers up. I got like 26,000 followers on Facebook, but I'm trying to find a way how to get my Instagram followers up. So I'm pretty sure I probably did like one of the videos that I know is going to be really good. I need to put my Instagram or watermark in there or something in there stating that this is me and this is all the same person, you know, because it's like you've seen all those videos, but you didn't know that all those videos were the same guy.
Yeah.
You know, so, but there are some people who comment on the videos who like, yo, this is the same dude from this video, you know, but everybody don't know, and that's why I kind of like it like that, because I'm still able to build my resume up. I'm still able to go out there and do another skit, because you're not like, oh, here he go again, I'm about to do this, because you don't know what's about to happen, because for one, I'm disguised in a different work uniform. For two, I can wear my hair three different ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it is all about, like, it is all about tricking. Like, the only thing that's, like, it is all about, you know, I mean, I just feel like, man, I people that I see every day at my job, at the barbershop, I can prank them every other day. I can literally prank them. So if I can prank people at my job who I see every other day, then I feel like I can prank the world. And not just only prank the world, but pass a message behind it as well. You have no business buying tennis shoes when you owe your family members money. They let you stay with them. People, there's people like that out here in this world, you know, yeah. They need to be exposed. You know, there's people, there's kids that are out here just doing, stealing, being bad, just like talking to their mama kind of, all kind of crazy ways, and ain't nobody doing nothing about it. And so that what I'm doing, I'm giving people light in these dark situations, these dark times that we're in. We got fucking racist-ass president. And we got your favorite rapper who you thought was going to be a Tupac rapper. Now he's talking crazy. You know, that's crazy. The rapper who we thought was our next Tupac, or the rapper who we thought was the most influential, you know, he's no longer that. He's something else. Now, as far as the Kanye West situation, what he was talking about, some of the stuff that he was talking about, it made sense, but he just didn't say it the right way, or people weren't able to understand it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, look, just for full disclosure, I voted for Trump. So, because, hey, I liked his tax plan. He said, no to these foreign wars. And on top of that, as a
comedian, and if he ends child support, I'll vote for him next time.
If he ends child support,
I see him ending child support. I'm like, he ends child support. I'm like, oh yeah, vote for this man.
The only way that's gonna pass is, better yet, instead of ending child support, baby mama needs to provide receipts to continue getting child support, because it's like, if Trump comes out, we need to make it child support and not hoe support. If baby mama's getting hair extensions on your dime instead of buying baby shoes, she gets cut off.
Yeah, it needs to be. I've always said this: a child support card needs to be treated like a food stamp card. It can't be used for nothing else other than what kids need. Yeah, it's like how you got a food stamp card, you can only buy food with it.
Yeah,
you can only buy food with a food stamp card, so you should only be able to buy things that a kid would need with a food stamp card, like, you know, kid clothing, diapers,
rent,
milk, you know,
but paying rent, light bills, gas bills, you know, shit that the kid,
bills. Yeah. See, I mean, I always think, like, the bills, as far as the bills part, like, if you don't have kids, you still have bills,
right?
And then my thing is this, like, yo, what if you have a living boyfriend? You know, why am I paying for y'all? You know? So
yeah,
that's the whole thing I think about. I think, you know, it should be a 50-50 thing. The kid should be with you half time, should be the mom half time. The kid needs anything, you gotta take care of it. If you're on child support, it should be simply treated as a food stamp card where you can only spend money on certain things. You know?
I don't
want to say slavery was a choice.
Nowadays it is.
Like, I never could understand why it'd be so many slaves. Y'all mean tell me y'all can't gang up on a slave master? Like, ain't nobody got no balls? Like, ain't nobody gonna.
Well, I mean, if he was talking about today, as far as it's concerned today, that's true. Because if your mind is still stuck on that slave mentality, that victimization mentality, you're never going to grow. You're never going to expand your mind. If he did say it wrong. I'm going to concede that he said it wrong. I knew what he meant, but the thing is,
it came from a person who got money. You know, so they only want him to talk about top things and uplift you. If you talk about something that's real and something that's like something that needs to be said that motherfuckers don't want to say, that they're gonna say behind they people gonna say that behind closed all day long. Oh, I couldn't have been no slave. I would have did this. I would have did that. That's the same thing as what Kanye West said.
Right.
Same thing. He ain't say that no different. If I was a slave, I wouldn't have been able to do that. If they had me slavery, I wouldn't have been able to sit there and go out there and pick cotton. Man, we had to gag up. We had to whoop your ass. They just couldn't accept it, what he said. That's just all that. They just couldn't accept it, what he said, because it was real. It was kind of hard to accept the truth and swallow it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's... I mean, but that, you know, the thing is, a lot of people are not going as deep as how you went, how you're not, no one's dissecting what Kanye said to find the lack of a better term, gems of what he's what he meant. They're just saying, oh, well, he's black and he betrayed us. And I'm like, okay, how did he betray you? And I was asking another comedian, what, like, show me on the doll where Kanye's words violated you. Do they really stop you from thinking however you want to think, doing whatever you want to do, or accomplishing anything?
It ain't not a black person I met in my life that to be like, man, I could have been a slave. They all say the same thing. I couldn't have been no slave.
Yeah.
I couldn't have been no slave. I would have did this. There's no, I've never met a black person say, man, I would have just been a humble slave and I would have just picked my kind and I would have just did, there's nobody, they don't, nobody says that.
So, yeah, but it's so, it's so easy, because I bet there were Germans back in Hitler's time that were like, you know, they didn't agree with what he was saying. They didn't agree with what he's doing. They didn't want to go to war, yet they still went along because that's what everyone else was doing. I mean, mm-hmm. And then now you got Germans now that saying, "Oh, I would have killed Hitler. I would have did this. I would have did, like, you no, know, you wouldn't, motherfucker, because most people are fucking cowards." I mean, it's that saying. I mean, okay, hold on, I'm trying to find that saying, of course. To be a, okay, what's that saying? In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. That's Mark Twain. I mean, but what not? Now let's put that to now, like. Everyone's saying, oh, yeah, you know, I wouldn't be a slave or wouldn't do this. Yeah, because it costs nothing to talk shit now. Because ain't nobody going to put you in shackles and have you pick cotton. Unless you're in Yemen and you know, the person that's putting you shackles is, you know, Muhammad Jr. Because that's what's going on over there. But no one talks about that.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what did you say?
Oh, what was the last thing you heard?
I don't know, man. My phone went out.
Oh, crap.
I heard Mark Twain. I heard say Mark Twain, that was it.
Oh, crap. Okay, yeah. I read a quote by Mark Twain, you know, talking about how, well, okay, in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man. And brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I'm just saying, going with what you said, how most black people that you've talked to say that they wouldn't be no slave. Of course they're talking big now, because no one's trying to put them in shackles and have them pick cotton anymore. It's so easy to say that.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm talking about nowadays. I mean, there's a different type of slavery where, you know, almost at black, white, you know, brown, purple, whatever, we're slaves. And it's like, in that case, in that sense, it's a choice. Like, nowadays is a choice. If you want to stay with the whole victim mentality, oh, I can't succeed because I'm black. I can't succeed because I'm Latin. I can't succeed because I'm gay or a woman or trans or whatever. Oh, they're gonna hate me because I'm fat. They're gonna hate me because this, that, the other thing. Blah da 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 da. And all it does is you're just giving yourself excuses instead of going out and putting in the work. You, I see you're putting in the work, and honestly, all you really got to do is you know, protect your creation, and I don't see you not making any money and making yourself a success.
I appreciate that, bro. And I've already figured it out. I just got to do it.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Just put everything on there.
Yeah. Just put in the work. Bada bing, bada boom, and that's pretty much it. There's nothing stopping you. There's nothing like with me. You know, you put in the work. You just gotta put in the work. You grind hard, and if somebody tries to get in your way, there's always a way around them. There's always a workaround. You either go through them, over them, or around them. You know, there's no stopping someone that's determined. And I believe, I think that's what Kanye was trying to say. You know, is stop with this whole victimization mentality.
Yeah.
Stop playing victim, because when you play victim, it's like you're cutting off your own balls.
Yeah, and I got jokes about slavery.
Yeah.
And I mean that kind of sounds kind of just harsh to say it like that. But I got a whole bit about slavery. It's actually it's called reverse slavery, where I put the black people into slaves master roles and put the white people as slaves. And I do a whole bit about it, talk about, you know, everything. But I don't know, man. I don't think people should stay hung up on that stuff. I just think that if you stay hung up on that, you stay in that same negative mentality, and you're always going to be holding yourself down, because you're going to be just thinking all the time, oh, I can't get this because I'm black. Or yeah. They doing this because I'm black. I mean, man, where the world is away. You know, so I mean, I agree to disagree with what Kanye said. I mean, I believe he said it in a way where Kanye's a natural asshole, so he said it like an asshole way. Kanye will tell you he can say whatever, and it's going to sound like he's an asshole.
Well, yeah.
So when he speaks something like that, or something of such a mass sensitivity, it's going to sound real bad because he's an asshole, and that's just how he talks. You know, if he worked at fucking Wendy's, he'd be that same asshole. That's his personality. So I don't think they just need to, like, I don't know, just need to do their research and kind of, you know, do the background on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel the same way, man. I just don't understand. Like, I thought about that stuff even when I was a kid. I thought about that around, because I got in trouble in school, like, my dad made me read slave books when I was a kid. Little kid, I used to be like, yo, why didn't they fight the slave master? They were just cool with going out there.
Yeah.
They was cool with that. They was taught this. They did this for 400 years. They thought it was cool. Nobody fought back. Nobody had a plan to gang up on them. And they didn't have no AR-15 back then. They couldn't lay out 10, 12 people at the same time. They had little punk weapons they had wasn't really doing that. One shot kill. You know, I mean, you couldn't run from that. You know, so like, I don't know. I know people try to run, but I can see. I just. You know, that's why I expect certain people, like, hey, tell me, trying to build, you know, underground railroads, get them about that shit. You know, she definitely needs to be on $20 bill. You know, I can respect that.
Yeah.
But I never understood that from a kid to now. Never understood why the slaves didn't fall back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
every black person nowadays say the same thing. I couldn't be a slave, boy. Back in the slave days, I would have been whooping some ass. I ain't doing shit. You're going to kill me. You know, that's their mentality.
Yeah,
now.
But I mean, no disrespect. I mean, how many of them are on welfare?
I mean, I don't know the percentage of that.
Yeah, I mean, I know there are more white people on welfare because, I mean, you know, those are the statistics.
I mean, there's probably more white people on welfare because there's more white people.
Yeah, well, true. But, but the thing is like, you know, people are like, oh, I can't be no slave. Okay, have them shut off your EBT card. See how bad, like, what they, there was this news story, I believe in Georgia. They shut off a lot of people's food stamp cards, and they were about to fucking riot. The moment you rely on the government for anything, you know, you're a slave. Instead of being able to go out and getting it yourself, I mean, you're a slave. If you have to rely on the government to feed you, clothe you, you know, and everything, you are subject to their rules, their regulations, to them to tell you how to live, and you need to change the battery of your smoke detector. I hear it.
Oh, man, yeah, I do, man.
Once a year. Once a year. Once it starts chirping.
You get some of my head.
Go to the have that kid steal some D batteries for the.
Have that kid steal some D batteries, huh? For me.
I mean, apparently he's good at it. No, I'm just kidding. Oh man, but
heck yeah,
dude, I'm kind of disappointed that it's not real. I mean, you did such a good job. I'm like, yo, I would have probably helped you.
I hate to disappoint you, man. You know, I had a big ticket. Yep. I hate to disappoint him too, but I started to just be like, "Yo, just play along with it for a little while." Then, like, man, I can't hold it in no more, man.
Right.
I started to do that, but
I mean, know, seriously, who played?
The action was it real or not? So I just said, you know, man, it's not real.
Who's the shorty in the blue bodysuit?
I actually don't know the name on top of my head. I just met her that day and that kid that day, so
oh,
I never. Yeah, those are just actors that were brought to me that particular day.
Cause she, Mama had a nice. I was like, damn, Mama has a nice shape.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I kept replaying it just to see her ass. That's it. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed. Man, you know, you should never be ashamed of that.
But yeah. You know,
so
like, what's her Instagram? And, you know,
I just met them. The kid, the whooping looked so real, didn't he? I whooped his ass.
Oh, I did. I did.
Yeah, I had told my a friend of mine. I was like, yo, I'm about to go whoop this kid in Dollar Tree in this skit. They don't even know. I'm about to tear his ass up for real. Cause in my skits, I act for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really pump myself up. Like, especially that Foot Locker skit, the one in Foot Locker.
Yeah.
It took me 10 minutes after I left the Foot Locker to get out of character. Oh. I was stuck in character for 10 minutes after I left.
Oh, man.
Like, everybody was in the, I was in the car with like 4 or 5 other people. They had like calm me down, like tell me, yo, dude, you tripping. Like, I was still literally stuck in that mode, like talking shit, like, bro, you owe me money. I need my money. I was just stuck in that whole zone. Like,
that's hilarious.
It was weird. It was weird because, like, my getting to the acting, like, I really want to be that character. So I might be that character before I even get in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So when we did the Foot Locker scene, we all walked in together. They walked on one side of the mall. I walked on the other side. They was like, what's wrong with you? I started cussing at them and shit. They was like, what's wrong with you, man? I'm like, man, I don't fuck with y'all, man. Like, he tripping. I'm like, man, he tripping. I'm like, bro, I'm getting into acting mode, you know, because, yeah, I like to be an actor, man. I'm a comedian, I'm an actor. I mean, I'm pretty sure once they all realize, like, yo, this is the same dude. This dude's an actor. He's funny. Somebody's gonna probably have me in some movies or something.
Right.
That's the goal.
Right.
But
now,
yeah, do a show with Louis B. or something. You know?
Yeah. I'll play the escaped illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
Something. No, that's played out. That's played out. I just said it. Don't let me get away with that.
But yeah, man. It was good talking to you, man.
Man. Don't be a stranger. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, if you have any guests on the show, man, just let me know, man. All
right. Yeah, I mean, if you ever want to come on, be sure once you get it together with the videos where they're in one spot where I could promote it, I'll promote it for you. Definitely consider using DTube so that way you can get your money up. I'm telling everybody. I mean, because YouTube is dead. YouTube don't like independent people making money off their platform anymore, even though they made money off of us. So, I mean,
yeah, that's the whole thing. So, yeah, that's why I started dealing with the viral company, because they were middleman in YouTube pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's not fair that other people are getting rich off of your hard work. You're like, because look, I got your video of you whooping the kid on my page. First of all, Facebook, a bunch of assholes. Now that I know it was a prank. They got it. They got the May show violence against a child or a teenager.
Yeah. That makes it, no, we are laughing at that so hard, bro. That's the funniest thing in the world is right now. When we seen that, I laughed for like an hour straight, bro. Like, we all just sat there and laughed. Just like, bro, we've been having every time we drop these videos and we get comments, man, we have a ball over here. Like, that's.
Like, I thought it was real. Funny. I commented I would have punched the shit out of that kid. Like, yo, I mean, because I was like, yo, this disrespect. Like, you came in hot. You're a good actor. You came in hot. Like, you fucking stealing. Hold on. Let me play the audio for the audience real quick.
Your ass. Now, you got it right here. Look, you got
batteries
in your
pocket. Yeah. Well, yeah, man. I definitely am. Make up with you now.
Damn.
I mean, you can add me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or anybody out there listening, add me on Facebook, Jerrell Houston, G-E-R-L-D, or you can follow me on Instagram at I am Jerrell Houston, I-M-G-E-R-A-M-D, Houston, H-U-S-C-O-N. You can find me that same way on Twitter. You can look me up on YouTube, Jerrell Houston, or whatever. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put it in the description. So that way when this show ends, it's immediately after the show ends, it's immediately available on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, iTunes, of course, Stitcher.com, and it will be available on DTube tonight. And, also the Steam It version of Stream It. The Steam It version of SoundCloud is D Sound. It will be available there. Gerard, thank you for coming on. You're always welcome to come on anytime. Not to ride you, Jock. Now that I know that these are skits, you're a genius.
I appreciate it, bro.
Not to ride you, Jock. So, anyways. Like to thank everyone for listening, and if you like to help out the show, help me by mining Monero. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisCrypto and tell your friends and family about the show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo. Oops, and
that's my show, donk.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crowd Shout Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.